This special episode of Summer S'mores is presented by Solo Stove. Solo Stove is uniquely designed to burn off smoke before it ever escapes the top of the fire pit. Trust us, once you've sat around a smokeless fire, you'll never want to go back. Go check them out at solostove.com. Use promo code Conan to get $10 off your new pit.
Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums. A six-part series with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Let's get started.
Welcome to episode 2 of Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums Outdoors Edition.
Now, as I recall, and I don't recall a lot, last year we met in your backyard. Is that right, Matt?
That's right.
Wonderful. We had a wonderful time. I think Sona was a little overserved, if I recall.
Okay.
Because you make a powerful cocktail and then Sona showed absolutely no restraint.
That's very true. And you know what? I think it's going to be the same thing this time.
What was the cocktail last year? It was spectacular.
It was called the Chilled Chum.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was made of chilled bits of fish that are used to attract sharks.
I believe you said it looked like little mouse hearts.
Yeah.
Pulverized mouse
hearts. No, it was actually
hearts.
Amazing. It was great. It was fantastic. I'm being perfectly honest with you. Last year's drink was amazing and has a lot to, this year's drink is going to have a hard time. This looks quite different. What is this?
This is called the Ginger Menace, okay? And these are little Conan heads.
Oh, look at that. It's got the, either that's a pompadour or a tumor.
Well, it can be both.
Okay. Beautiful looking. Great presentation, Matt.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's really nice.
This is bootleg Cuban rum.
God.
Aperol and ginger beer with a little bit of fresh ginger and lemon. And there's also, just because I know you like dazzly drinks, there's some edible glitter in here.
Oh, that's fantastic.
God.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I'm like Hemingway, only I demand glitter in my drinks.
Well,
but
cheers.
In every other way. Thank you for making this.
Yay.
My pleasure. Cheers.
This is, look at that. I like the little Conan that you made out of, looks like a sectioned grapefruit. And then here to test it.
Is there some shit on the ice cube?
Yeah, that's a little cowboy.
On the ice cube.
My grandpa had this little logo for his company of a little cowboy. And you can get like little wax stamps made and you just run it underwater and press it into the ice.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Isn't that stupid?
It's not stupid at all. I love it. I love this promotion for Yellowstone in my drink. What is... Okay, here we go. Here's my first sip.
Oh, that's nice.
You know what, Matt? You know I'm not a fan, so this, I mean this with all honesty and sincerity. You make an amazing cocktail.
Oh, thank you.
This is really good. I mean, it is not only aesthetically pleasing, but good Lord.
I knew you liked rum.
I love rum.
Yeah, and this is communist rum, so you know it's good.
I love communist rum.
Yeah.
What?
It's the people's rum.
Yeah.
It's the rum we've brought down the pigs. And
I can't drink it. With
oh, what is your problem? Sort of,
oh
look what I did.
God.
I took out mine. And I
know, but you put it in. You put it in your drink, and I'm going to drink this drink.
Sona, it's not your fault. It's a little top heavy.
It is.
As am I.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is fantastic. I do love a rum drink, and I just want to put it out there. If you ever see me at a bar, and you want to strike the right note, I love me rum. I'm part pirate in that way. I don't. Pillage, I don't plunder, and I have no courage, and
what makes you a pirate?
The rum part.
Okay.
I like to drink me rum.
Okay.
And then I like to fall asleep listening to my own podcast. Which to me says pirate all the way. It's nice to be outside. Let me set the scene for our listeners. We are out, it's a beautiful evening, and we are outside, and we are at the Team Coco headquarters here in the Larchmont area of Los Angeles.
The home base.
Home base. And there's a wonderful porch, and we're sitting out in this porch. Mm. There is not a cloud in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gorgeous teal blue.
Mm.
And everything is flowering because we had a lot of rain this
Ugh.
Winter and spring.
Yeah.
And...
Hey. Take it easy.
Yeah,
sorry.
Sona,
it was
relax.
Gray up until like yesterday.
Okay, can you let me just set the
I'm
scene?
I'm sorry. Okay.
You're the worst.
What the? I'm sorry. Let's hear more about your very descriptive
I think,
of this patio that's covered.
This is wonderful. We're sitting outside and we're sitting around a wonderful fire.
The Solo Stove.
Now, listen, the Solo Stove. Listen, I'm not some shill. But I have to tell you, this Solo stove is incredible. Beautiful design. And we can sit out here and it's a smokeless fire.
Oh, just wait till episodes 3 and 4. We're going to be making actual pizza in a Solo stove pizza oven.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Stop.
Hold it.
Talking.
Are you saying?
Yes.
That they took the ingenious design of a Solo stove and then they somehow used that brilliant technology to make an incredible pizza oven?
That very thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're not a shill.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. But let me just say again, the Solo stove, the one we're sitting by right now, even if it weren't also capable of being a pizza oven, is incredible. I've just never been happier. Sitting here, and I know Suna doesn't like it, but again, the teal blue sky.
Yes, yeah. Please, talk more.
Shh, the quiet.
Uh-huh.
The quiet song of the whippoorwill.
Look, the lone bird up on that wire watching us.
Oh, look at that bird, or...
It's a drone.
That's a drone that looks like it's a, you know what it is? A rival podcast. They took it.
It's smartless.
It's those smartless guys. It's, you know what it is? That is, and I know that he's a tech guy, but Jason Bateman has created a drone and dressed it. They're so fearful of our podcast. Yeah. And they basted it with feathers and they sent it out. And that's Bateman right now.
Yeah, fuck you, Jason Bateman.
Yeah, fuck off, Bateman.
Yeah.
We know what you're up to. Right now he's watching it and, well, he's doing two things right now. He's watching us through the drone from his luxurious home in the hills that I've never been invited to. And he's also watching his appearance in Teen Wolf at the same time. He's watching
Teen Wolf 2.
Teen Wolf 2. He's on a split screen. So here's to you. I salute those guys. I love those guys.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know them.
No, of course not.
Oh, what do you mean, of course not? Well, I think if they got to know me, they'd think I'm cool.
You're not in the club, Sona. There's a celebrity club.
Yeah, Sona.
Yeah. Matt and I are in Da Club.
Mm-hmm. It's called Da Club.
Oh, it's called Da Club.
Uh-huh.
We have a schwitz together, mm-hmm. Matt and I.
Mm-hmm. We go to Turkish baths.
Exactly. Okay. Where else do you get a schwitz?
I'm okay not being in this club.
Are you sure?
And, we're totally fine with it now.
We hang out with all the big celebs.
Okay.
Everyone who's sort of like a C-lister on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
We hang out with.
And by big celebs, we're talking 450 and over in weight.
Oh, like,
you know all
they
those really
big.
Heavy people on Vanderpump Rules?
They're all fatty.
I'm only friends
oh,
with
no,
very.
That's not nice.
No, you shouldn't have said that. Well, that's.
I know. I'm sorry. You, can you love, cut that out?
Nope. Do not
oh,
cut
man.
That out.
No.
But Sona, you know what I love? You start getting inappropriate after one sip.
Yeah.
Basically, you just had the equivalent of a cough drop.
I know.
And you're going, those fatties on there. Nothing's happened.
I don't like that. It makes me feel like I fat shamed. And you know what? I did pregame before this. With you.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
I had nothing.
Okay.
I had nothing.
All right. So, you know, I'm already feeling just a little bit of nothing. But then, you know, we just feel fine.
I'll admit that before this happened, we walked down the street and we went to a lovely Greek restaurant because we had a lot of time to kill. We finished a podcast and then we walked down the street. And there was a lot of time to kill. And Sona said, let's invite Matt. And I said, I can't hear you. Let's keep walking. And we very nice outdoor Greek restaurant here in the Larchmont area. If someone knew the name, I'd shout it out. But I don't think anyone does.
It's just called Le Petit Greek.
Is it Le Petit Greek?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. And you can sit outside.
Yeah.
Maybe we had a glass of wine. Maybe we had two. I don't know.
Yeah.
The important thing is that I was recognized.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we had so many people come up to me and say, I loved you in that movie where you're the conductor who's outed.
Tar?
Yeah.
Do you think people thought you were Cate Blanchett?
That movie where you get your comeuppance for...
Every month you change which kind of strawberry blonde actress people mistake you for. Because it goes like Tilda Swinton to Cynthia Nixon to now, I believe, Cate Blanchett.
It's also been Jane Lynch for a while.
Jane Lynch, right. Yeah.
All those women are angry with me. Yeah.
That's not an insult.
It's me. Exactly. But anyway, we had a wonderful time. Then we walked back here. And I have to say, and again, at the risk of repeating myself, a teal blue sky.
Oh, God.
The sun. Now, listen, it is a wonderful, wonderful night. And we're here and we're together. And that's the important thing. We're together. And actually, more important than that, we have some rum.
Yeah.
And more important than that we're together is that we get to be apart when this is done.
What does that mean?
Well, just, you know, a little goes a long way.
My wife always says, if you don't leave, how can I miss you? And she says that a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My wife says that maybe 8 times a day.
Now, I originally pitched that we did 3 episodes of this at night. We spend the night and then we do 3 episodes in the morning. Like we camp here.
Oh.
I would do that.
Really?
Yeah.
So, Sona, you were the holdout?
I'm okay.
Listen.
I think
hey guys, listen.
Doing it this way.
Did you hear that? Yeah. Can you hear that in the background? Those choppers going by, those motorcycles.
Oh, yeah.
Those are guys that are living fast and free. They don't, and you know what? They're probably listening to old episodes of this podcast right now while they ride their choppers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would do that. I would camp out.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you camp? I've never, in all the time I've worked for you, I've never like helped you buy a sleeping bag.
Well, you don't need to help me buy a sleeping bag.
Do you have a tent?
How would you help him buy a sleeping bag?
Yeah.
I would buy it for him.
I would say, Son, I need a sleeping bag. Yeah. And then she would go and say, do you have the John Tesh? Do you have the Frankenstein? Get me a body bag for Andre the Giant. I mean, that's basically what you're saying. Summer S'mores Series is back. Each year we gather around a Solo Stove fire pit. It's kind of nice.
I love you guys.
I love you too.
I'm okay.
I know.
Matt and I love each other. Yeah. Sona's just okay. This year, Solo Stove sent us the bonfire. It's designed to put out some serious heat without putting off that dirty S word. You know what I'm talking about? Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's what I got to tell you. The Solo Stove is uniquely designed to burn off smoke before it ever escapes the top of the fire pit. Once you set around a smokeless fire, you'll never want to go back. Guys, correct me if I'm wrong. I've sat around some fires in my day, okay?
Yeah.
Smoke gets in my eyes. I start crying. People think I'm having an emotional breakdown.
Yeah.
I'm taken away and put into an institution.
Mm.
There's no smoke here. Mm-mm. We got a nice fire. We got some heat, but no smoke.
That's why we know your crying is actually just emotional and not smoke-related.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm crying because I'm with 2 people I love very much.
Aww.
Oh, wait. Who's here?
It's us.
It's me. It's Matt.
Wait. Sorry. My glasses weren't on. Anyway, Solo Stove has multiple different colors that are portable, so you can take it into the backcountry. You can go to the beach. You can go up to the top of a mountain. You go into a deep cave. It looks good. It works great. Plus, it has a lifetime warranty, which means we could do easily 7,000 seasons of this show.
Oh, that's a lot.
And it would, well,
I'd like to retire at some point.
I don't think so. Your family has said they're fine with you working. Anyway, we could do a lot of seasons, and that Solo Stove would keep on cooking. Go check them out at solostove.com and use promo code Conan to get $10 off your new pit. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Have you ever pooped in a hole?
What are you doing? Don't take it to
no,
that
I'm
level.
No, I'm saying this is part of legit camping is when you dig a hole and then that's where you go into the bathroom and then you dig it back.
That is not true. Those of us who are sophisticated campers bring a porcelain toilet with us.
Solo Stove makes one of those. Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't want to sully their name because I do love the company, Solo Stove. But guess what? If anyone could do it, they could.
Yeah.
You could warm your bottom as you relieve yourself. No, I am going to tell you that check it out on Amazon. There's incredible inventions out there. They have beautiful toilets, porcelain toilets that weigh hundreds of pounds that you can take camping with. And then you pull a chain when you're done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't strike me as like the camping, roughing it type.
I don't.
Yeah.
I did a lot of camping back in the day when I was a young lad.
What day?
Well, it would be when I was a youngin'. I was sent off to Freedom, New Hampshire, and I hiked all of the White Mountain Range, all the presidentials. And I did a ton of hiking and mountain climbing when I was a kid.
Oh.
So, yeah, I did. And I was a lean machine back in that day. Then time went on. Time marched on. And I became the sad, sorry figure you know.
No.
But, I would like to camp. I will say that no one in my family is that interested in it. But I have taken my kids camping a bunch of times.
I just feel like if we decided to camp here, Gourley and I would be out here in like sleeping bags and you'd be inside and on like a really comfortable bed brought in.
That's not fair. I would be at the Four Seasons Hotel. Oh, look. Paparazzi. Paparazzi.
Helicopter.
It's a cop.
Leave me alone. I'm just a person. You know what the problem is? They always think I'm Prince Harry. They see a really, see a really good-looking ginger.
Certainly not.
Shut up. Well, and then they're like, there's Prince Harry. And it's like, please, leave me alone. I'm a person.
Yeah.
I know I've given a lot to this country with my comedy and my stylings, my rap, but.
Your rap?
But anyway, I'm sorry for the occasional chopper. But that's just what comes with the territory. Yeah. We're outside where the paps can get a good look at.
Yeah, al fresco. This is living.
Yeah, you know? This is really nice. Yeah.
I'm just gonna take another sip.
Who needs a little topper off?
Anybody? I might need her a little bit more.
Okay.
Well, so you just failed
a sobriety test 3 minutes into.
I feel perfectly fine.
I know you look terrific.
I know.
You look
I feel perfectly fine.
And I believe
fine.
You gendered your drink. It's a her. I like that. It's like a ship. Do you want some more, boss?
I'm looking at the ice, and it's Sam Elliott, and his face is melting. Yeah, you can put some more in there.
Okay.
No, I would very much like to go. I like to sleep in a tent. I really do. I enjoy that life, and I've loved the times that I've gone camping with my kids.
Okay.
So I think you're wrong on all counts.
Okay. I don't think I am.
You are.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And also, I'm really good at an camping breakfast.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I know how to make. I brought a little portable, like, heat-up skillet last time I went. I bought, and I made a lot of pancakes for my kids, and then other kids came who were nearby, and I made a lot of pancakes for them. I'm just saying, I know I'm a failure at most things, but I do very well at a campsite.
Who are these other kids?
They were actors I hired. The sad thing is they were child actors from a long time ago. So when they showed up, they were all in their 40s and 50s. Remember me on Eight is Enough? Oh, my God.
Jason
what are you
Bateman.
Doing here? Yeah, Jason Bateman. Yeah, this is lovely. It's really nice out here.
I'm going to throw another log on the Solo Stove.
Oh, nice. Man, that's the great thing about Solo Stove.
Whoops.
Wow, that was not graceful.
It doesn't have
all.
To be graceful.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The way that they've designed it, it's just, I mean, I love that there's no smoke. Whenever I sit around a fire, the smoke is always blowing in my face because the smoke is like, oh, look, it's him, and it comes towards me. Smoke always goes towards the A-lister in the room.
I can't believe I spun it.
I swear to God, I've gone camping with Jason Bateman, and the smoke is blowing in his face, and then I sit down next to him, and it switches over to me.
No.
It does. I'm sorry.
Right now, the smoke is heading towards a plant.
No. The smoke did not enjoy the ending of Ozark. So.
What is your beef with Jason Bateman?
He sent, if you knew the things that Jason Bateman has done to me over the years, he's made it a mission to ruin my life.
Oh.
So this is lovely. And you know what I have to say, Gourley, you're the consummate professional in every way. You look great. Look at him. Look at the way he's all dressed up. Sona, no offense. You're wearing jeans and a white t-shirt, okay?
I didn't know we had to dress up for camping.
You have to dress up, but you're Brando in Streetcar Named Desire. And then over here is the professor. He's professorial. He's Henry Higgins.
I mean, I don't want to be Brando in Streetcar Named Desire, but that's a better comparison than a professor.
I just think when's my transmission going to be done? You know? What do you think the damage is?
I didn't know there was a dress.
Well, don't I look nice? Look at me.
Don't I look nice?
I think I look.
Who does that?
Hey, aren't you late for your feud with the Sharks?
That's a sweet burn.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's a sweet burn? Story reference. You guys are the biggest dweebs. Aren't you late?
Hey, stay gold, pony boy.
Hey, listen.
Like, there's a time for me to go rumble. Aren't you late for your feud?
Notice I said feud, not rumble. Just a general distaste for the Sharks.
Like today at 4 p.m., you're going to go feud with the Sharks.
Look, I think you look fantastic, Tony. You know that. I'm just saying you didn't go all out. That's all.
Yeah.
I didn't know
we had to go all out. This is a audio medium.
I bought this shirt like half an hour ago. Did I not? You were with me.
You did.
I walked into a store and I said, I've had the same look all day. We've been on camera talking to different people. I need to change it up. I spent my own money to buy this beautiful shirt. And yeah, this set me back $110.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it made of?
You said, really?
Yeah.
It's made of gold. No, I don't think it was $110. I think it was $10.10. Anyway,
I want to talk about these pants. You've got these kind of like fringe cut off pant legs. What's going on here?
Okay.
You guys are really bringing your A game to
this. Hey, Sona, can I tell you something? When a couple of guys go camping,
yeah,
the man side of us comes out.
Right.
And then we start talking about the wonderful blue top that I bought.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about my jeans from Schaefer Garment Hotel.
Oh, that's that like the John Wick hotel where you go.
No, it's the place where, remember years ago I was doing something and our good friend
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. I said, Jeff, you're a similar build to me and you always look impeccable. Those jeans are amazing. But oh my boy. Oh, and he started touching my face and going, oh. Schaefer Garment Hotel. And then he became the fly and he buzzed away. But yeah, it's an amazing place in Hollywood and they make jeans that fit a man of my proportions. Mm. Other than that, I'd have to go to the circus.
Yeah.
Anywho, you Anywho. Asked and I answered.
You two are really rugged guys.
We are rugged guys.
Hey. Yeah, no, you are. Just a couple men's men.
I'm loving it out here. I'm having a good time, and no one's going to take me down.
Yeah. You know what? The sky is a lovely teal blue.
Well, it's changing now.
Now it's not teal.
It's a turquoise now.
Yeah.
It's a turquoise.
Oh, it's a
really?
Turquoise.
I think it's a dim periwinkle.
Okay. That's your rap name. Here he is, Dim Periwinkle. Hey, yo, yo. I'm bringing it.
My name's Dim Periwinkle here today.
I always thought the worst rap name would be pot au creme for a rapper who had been like shot 15 times and like had a ton of street cred, but his name was pot au creme.
And bananas foster.
What's pot au creme?
Pot au creme is like a pot of heavy, rich chocolate cream.
Okay.
It's a very fancy, rich dessert.
You wouldn't understand it unless you'd gone camping with us. You might know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or if you grew up in the hood, you'd know about the great rapper pot au creme. This rum is so delicious. Various Caribbean escapades I've had in the past. Yes, various trysts in the Caribbean that I've had. Let's see, did I ever have a tryst in the Caribbean?
Ooh, what would you...
Coming up empty.
I know.
Coming up negative balance.
I'm having a good time, and you know what? I'm looking forward to seeing where this adventure goes, because this is just the start of the evening.
That's right.
There is more to come. This is just the beginning. The next episode, the sky will have turned, I'm going to say, a dark, dark navy blue with just a touch of slate.
Yeah.
I'm holding my breath.
Yeah. But also,
I can't wait.
But listen, we're going to make pizzas, I'm told, and we're going to make them in this incredible invention, which boggles the mind. And as you listen, you're going to hear Sona lose more and more control of herself because you have to admit, Sona, you cannot hold your drink. Mm-mm. You can't hold your liquor.
I don't drink as much as I used to.
Even
I dabble in the ganj now.
Okay.
And so I
don't. Is that your rap name?
Yeah. I dabble in the ganj?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That's not cool though. But yeah. So I don't drink as much as I used to.
But even when you drank a lot, if you would have very little, you would get tipsy and often abusive towards me.
Oh, yeah. I think that I used
back in
drinking
the day,
as an excuse to get abusive, but I wasn't that bad.
You weren't that bad. You've always been a consummate professional, he said, lying through his face.
Oh, okay.
But the important thing is you need to stay tuned because Sona is going to lose control.
What?
She's going to be saying, remember last year?
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm sipping.
That's
my beverage.
You're on your second.
Yeah.
And it's the first episode.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. You're on your second, and this is our first night outside. It's your first crack at a
drink. First night out? Are you trying to convince people?
How are you doing,
yeah,
buddy?
Yeah, what are we doing?
No, because didn't we do one in studio?
Yes, we did.
Oh.
I thought I was being very responsible and actually on track.
Oh.
Keeping track of everything, yet I'm accused of being the drunkard.
Well, you said our second night outside?
No,
yeah.
I fixed it. I did my best to make sure that everything was on track. I'll say that again.
Okay.
Oh, you got to leave that in.
Okay.
Well,
no, I was actually—I don't think I did. Actually,
I don't know.
You're going to listen to it again and realize that what I said was the correct thing, but you guys weren't thinking.
I know.
And then you'll
be
embarrassed.
I'm not going to lie; I already forgot what you said.
Let me just put.
I don't even remember what we're talking.
Two options. You are so right, Conan. You are so right, Sona. And then I can splice that in.
That's nice.
Okay.
Terrific. Well, I'm glad we're all here together.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be with my best friends.
Your chill chums?
Well, they were unavailable.
Oh.
But then I got you guys. But I'm here in a building that I own, enjoying a stove that I endorse. And these are the things that make me happy. And I think that's the essence of a life well lived.
You are truly doing something unique. You are in a building you own with a stove you endorse, wearing jeans that were basically sanctioned by Jeff Goldblum.
Yep. Drinking a drink that you made.
Yeah.
Expert cocktailier.
No, I'm just a hobbyist. This has just never happened on Earth before in humankind, this distinct moment.
That's true.
Yeah. Were you a bartender?
No.
I don't think I could ever have been a
Me
bartender.
Either.
I don't think I could have handled that pressure.
You know what? You have a temper. You know that.
Yeah.
What is this? Is this
shit
on Sona night?
No.
This is?
You just said you wouldn't be a good bartender. I think the minute someone did anything that displeased you, you would see red and lose it on them. Is that true or false?
I think that what you're saying is right, but I don't know why you have to bring it up. I could just have this dream of being a bartender.
I always go towards the truth. Wonderful evening with both of you.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd be like, oh, give me 4 minutes to make your beer. I want to make it just right.
Okay, well, you don't really make the beer, do you? Don't you just take the top off? I mean, now mix a little bit of this beer with a little of that beer, and then a little of this other beer. Some from the bottle, some from the tap. There's the Conan special. And I look around and the whole bar is empty. No one's there. All right, we got to wrap it up. I will see you all next time as this evening progresses. The sky darkens, and so do our moods. See you then.
Summer S'mores with Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 323-451-2821 and leave a message. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.